Welcome to the Small Claims Teleseminar. This is Dr. Terry Ronberg, President of the World Chiropractic Alliance. And today I have the pleasure of interviewing not only a valued colleague of mine, but a personal friend, Dr. Jeff Riccio, who has developed some incredible systems that are being used throughout the country, maybe throughout the world. But I have done my diligence. I went through the systems. I looked at all of them. And I'm very excited to present all these programs to the listeners. So I've got Dr. Riccio on the line with me, and I would like to ask you a few questions, Jeff, if that's okay.
Sure, Dr. Ronberg, and I appreciate you taking the time to find out about the systems. I'm real excited to help a lot of the docs. I've been doing it now for 10 years, and I'm hoping I can do it for another 10 or 20 years. So.
Well, I hope you can, and I know this information is invaluable to helping doctors in this particular program get paid, and that's an important issue for all of us. So I want you to explain to us, what is the Get Paid Small Claim System and why you developed it?
Well, I'll tell you just a little history. I've been practicing as a chiropractor for the last 28 years. I practice very small now, but what I'd found out was after a good period of time of practicing that many of the insurance companies, the attorneys, and the patients started having issues, pain. And even though I was just as busy as I always was, many times I saw my cash flow really suffer, and I really didn't know what to do. I went to all the various seminars, I went to conventions, I contacted my state association, and they said, well, you need to file this form, and you need to file that form, and blah, blah, blah. And what I found out was essentially nothing was working. I was filing all the letters, all the paperwork, and as you know, in your own practice, many of the times they would just say, nope, we're not going to pay you, and that was it. So I was kind of at the end of my rope, and I was talking to my uncle, and I said, Unc, I know you work for a hospital. What are you guys doing to get paid? And he said, well, you know what you should do is you should sue them in small claims court. And I said, well, small claims court? My God, I've never been there before. I'm frightened. I don't know what to do. He said, yeah, they're going to respond to you. If you do it properly and you do small claims, the insurance companies, attorneys, or the patients will respond, and you'll get paid. So I said, oh, what the hell? I think I'm going to try it out. So I just started going to small claims court. If the insurance company denied payment for reasonable and customary medical necessity, if they audited me and wanted money back, I would just sue them in small claims. And what I found out was 100% of the time, not only did I win, but most of the time, they would settle out of court. And that's really what the doctors are doing is, how can I make sure that my cash flow is going to move forward and I'm not going to waste my time sitting in court wondering if I'm going to get paid? And that's pretty much it as far as the program. I developed a booklet. I developed a data CD.
I got some questions for you.
Yeah, sure.
I understand why you did it now, and it makes perfect sense. I think it's a brilliant concept. But you basically, what you're telling us is that you learned to do this by doing it.
That's correct.
And you developed it along the way, so you've taken all of the work and all of the questions and all of the answers, and you concisely put it together in this system that we're talking about today.
That's exactly right. And as a matter of fact, when I was going to small claims court, and I went over 114 times, just so that you know, I would sue for as little as $20. That means if an insurance company wouldn't pay me for hot and cold packs or anything like that, I would sue them in small claims court. And essentially what I was trying to do was I was trying to lose. How could I do small claims and see what would lose? And the amazing thing was is that none of the insurance companies would react in a negative manner. I always got paid, or they would call me and they would settle out of court.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Well, I feel like I'm doing every one of our listeners a huge service today by presenting this information to them, because everyone has problems getting paid.
Everybody does.
The answers, as good as it sounds right now, there shouldn't be one person listening to this that should not invest a small amount of money to make hundreds of thousands of dollars back. I mean, all they have to do is start doing the work. Can you describe a typical small claims case against an insurance company?
Sure, I'll make a classic example. About a year and a half ago, it was Blue Cross who decided that none of my claims were going to be paid, and they decided that they were not medically necessary, they were above reasonable and customary, and they said all of my notes basically sucked. So what I did was I would sue them in small claims court on behalf of the patient. I would include the patient in the small claims action.
So and that's really on your what the side in the process, right?
Right. That's really what the key is. The patient needs to be involved because the insurance company is not afraid of the doctors, but they're terrified of their patients and the clients. So that's really what we're trying to do is we're saying, what can we do to make sure the insurance responds quickly and pays the claim quickly? And you're going to do that by involving the patient in the small claims.
Let's not overlook this. Just that small bit of information you just shared was worth the doctor's entire time on this phone call.
Well, great. Yeah, absolutely. And another thing, there are important files, important letters that you're going to need to send to the insurance company, as well as the insurance commissioner and a few other things that are all part of the program that are going to assist the doctors in getting the claims paid as quick as possible, because that's what we're talking about, which is cash flow.
So this is really just an easy-to-implement, step-by-step program, so you take all the real heavy lifting out of the doctor's effort.
That's correct. And as a matter of fact, all of the doctors that are clients, they also get unlimited help and support, which means they call me. Their staff can call me. They can call me each and every day, as a matter of fact, if they need to make sure that they're doing it properly. And they have someone that's very experienced in small claims, which is myself. Unfortunately, I am an expert in small claims. And I say unfortunately because I would have loved to have gotten paid on every claim.
You know, it's amazing, though. I paid for seminars. I remember paying for a consulting weekend with Santa Vika 35 years ago, and it was $10,000 for the weekend, and I didn't get as much information from that entire program as I'm getting from you right now. Can you describe a typical small claims case in an auto med pay or PIP case?
Sure. A lot of doctors nowadays, wherever they're at in the country, as a matter of fact, I travel quite extensively. I'll be in Pennsylvania, Michigan. I'll be in Minnesota. I'll be in New York City, New Jersey. I do this nationwide, and every doctor in the country is starting to really have some problems with MedPay and PIP, meaning they're treating a patient in an auto accident claim, and many of the PIP or MedPay carriers are denying payment after about 10 to 15 visits. USAA, Progressive, State Farm, these are all insurance companies that are just denying after around 10 or 15 visits.
And the doctors don't know what to do. Oh, geez.
Yep.
That's terrible. So this will answer the problem. They'll have the answers from your program, correct?
Oh, yeah. The MedPay and the PIP, those are the easiest ones to respond to because by involving the patient, you also have the follow-up of a bad faith claim, potentially, which could be millions of dollars.
They're very worried about that.
Yeah, they're very worried about it. And so the insurances generally will respond within 30 days, essentially, once you hit them with the get-paid small claim system.
Wow, this is brilliant. Can you describe a typical small claims case against an attorney?
Well, what's been happening nationwide is that many of the attorneys are settling these PI cases and then asking all of the doctors to take huge cuts. As a matter of fact, in California and in Arizona are a couple of the states where the doctors are even having to take 75% cuts. They're only getting 25 cents on the dollar.
That's horrible.
On PI cases. Yeah.
That's a crime. That's criminal. I bet the attorneys aren't taking that much of a cut.
Oh, no, and there's a lot of lies going on. The attorneys will lie about the settlements and the whole deal. So what I tell my doctors is, look, let me get involved. Let me help you settle your PI cases. I'll make suggestions to you. And I have pages and pages of letters from doctors stating, the attorney offered me $3,000 on the case. I'm owed $8,000. I used the small claim system, and I got the full $8,000 within 30 days.
So you're saying your system will answer the problems doctors are currently having getting paid, not only from third-party indemnities and MedPay, but also from the attorneys themselves who are trying to screw them all.
And I have to tell you, that's the funnest thing that I get to do is going after an attorney. I don't think there's anything more fun than getting them to beg to pay you. You know what I mean? If
like
they're crying
fantasy.
On the phone.
It's
exactly.
Like a fantasy.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Threatening to complain to the bar for misconduct.
Yeah, they don't even care, many of the attorneys. But when you do this case, they're going to be in big trouble. So that's my funnest thing. I hope the doctors that are listening to this will give me a call and let me help them, because that's a lot of fun for me.
I hope they do. I hope they all do. Does your Get Paid Small Claims system help in malpractice cases?
Yeah, well, unfortunately,
a lot of people will threaten, if you don't let me keep the money or whatever, I'm going to sue you for malpractice.
And that is exactly what happened to me. I had a patient that, believe it or not, 2 years before her auto accident case, I treated her in a work comp case and actually got her out of a wheelchair walking around. She was in a wheelchair bound at 30 years old.
So
got her using chiropractic, just standard chiropractic stuff, you know, nothing special, but got her out of the wheelchair. She gets in an auto accident case. She says, I want all the money. I don't want to pay you anything. Now, this is after getting her out of a wheelchair.
Wow, that's a miracle.
Yeah, and so
she should be giving you her kids.
Yeah, exactly. Well, unfortunately, she decided that she was going to sue me for malpractice. She says I injured her. And that she did that so that she could get all of the $16,000 settlement. And I turned around and I sued her in small claims court, and I told my malpractice carrier, do not settle with her. She's basically trying to blackmail me. And sure enough, using my small claim system, she dropped the case and I got 100% payment on that PI case.
Yeah, that is such music to my ears. I love that, because when I ran CBS, I used to tell doctors, just let the patient go. Let them keep the money. It's not worth a malpractice case. With this system, they don't have to be emotionally blackmailed anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what, doctors, especially chiropractors, are getting shafted by everybody. They really are. They're some of the most difficult collectors in the country. I don't have the same problem as much with the dental and medical, but with chiropractors, insurance companies, attorneys, and patients just don't want to pay.
Yeah. Well, and they know they can push the chiropractors around, because up until now they've had to
give in,
and now with your system they won't have to give in anymore.
Exactly.
Brilliant. Jeff, I'm really happy we're having this conversation. We're going to be able to help lawyers get rid of a lot of stress in their lives, and more importantly, get a lot of collections that they're just losing right now. I hope they go back. How far back can they go to start filing claims against claims that were never paid?
Well, it varies by state. The largest state that I help, a good number of docs, and I have over 300 doctors that I help just in Arizona. Arizona, you can go back 6 years. In most of the states, it's 4 years. So that means that if a doc has been ripped off over the last 4 years, they can go back on every one of those claims, believe it or not, and collect from denied medical services.
So what you're saying is that if a doctor has let this slide in the tune of $25,000 or $50,000 a year the last 4 years, they could get the system and potentially collect $50,000 to $100,000 in the last 4 years?
Well, the only thing I can tell you is my experience in teaching doctors' offices, and most doctors who use my small claims system get around $65,000 back their first year of doing this system.
Wow, that's incredible. I am just amazed. I hope not only the members of our group, but I hope everyone listening. I know there's a lot of – we send this email out and this link to over 30,000 chiropractors, this is over half the profession, every month in the Wellness Review. And I hope that when they get this, they respond to this, because this is going to be – we're going to get thank you letters for the next 10 years. Does your system help prevent insurance company audits if they try to take money back?
Right. A big problem right now, especially in the chiropractic profession, are Medicare audits and insurance company audits. Now, with Medicare audits, I help the doctors directly with those issues and prevent the doctors from having to pay big money back. But with the insurance audits, it's been especially difficult. The big ones that are going after chiropractors now are Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and Cigna. They're basically going out with guns in the form of letters and telling the doctors, listen, we don't believe that all the care was needed and necessary. We now want all the money back. As a matter of fact, I've seen as high as $150,000 refund requests after an insurance audit.
I have too. It's unbelievable. Yep. How do you stop that?
Once the insurance company sends a letter saying they want notes or they want refunds on particular patients, you basically go after them with small claims cases on each one of those patients. And when they now see that their own clients are suing them in small claims, the patients are saying, listen, I needed all the care. you should not be taking any money from the doctor. I'm going to sue you and make sure that you don't take the money back from the doctor. Then the insurance company drops the whole thing.
So those are like bad faith claims then. They got to be scared to death, those insurance companies.
The insurance companies don't know what hits them when the patients sue them in small claims. I've been in court so many times.
You get the patient's permission then. You get the patient's permission to send their name in as part of the lawsuit.
Yeah, the doctors will have a healthcare power of attorney, which is part of my small claim system, which will enable them then to file the small claims on behalf of the patient, do the letters on the behalf of the patient, the whole thing.
That's great because, you know, it used to be the insurance companies like Medicare would turn around and try and blackmail the doctor and say you could go to prison and we're going to audit you and you're going to have to send us, you know, $500,000 back. And,
right.
And I remember all that. Now, if you have the patient going after them, you know, they used to send those patients to the – they used to send their letters to the patients. So the patient would be afraid, oh, my God, my doctor's going to go to prison, blah, blah, blah. It was horrible. You've turned the whole thing around. You've turned
right.
it around.
Well, most doctors don't understand how to do the particular technique that I've developed over many years of practice. And so that's why I've been teaching it. That's why I teach it every week across the country.
Well, I want to know what other programs we can present over time to the people listening right now, because I want to do these interviews for the other systems.
Well, I have many other programs. I have the massage program called the Rub Club. It's actually the largest massage program in the country. I have over 3,500 offices now doing my massage program. It's larger than Massage Envy, Massage Heights, Massage Green. So I have a complete massage program on how the doctors can make money and market their practices. I have a 40 to 60 new patient program, which enables the doctors to get into businesses and corporations. I have an auto debit or automatic payment program, which many doctors are experiencing $10,000, $15,000, and $20,000 a month of automated payments into their practice. I have audio training CDs that are part of the program where the doctors can listen or have their staff listen. So this is all part of the program.
And what are the price of your systems? And can you give my WCA listeners a discount if they buy, like, within the next 2 days of hearing this program?
Well, I always like to do kind of a group price for the doctors that are really interested in doing it. If the doctors are unsure, I tell them not to do it because my time is extremely valuable, and I want to make sure that those doctors really are serious about getting paid and about turning their life and their practice around. The average cost of each one of my programs is somewhere around $1,500, except for the massage program, which is a little bit more. It's around $2,700. But I wanted to do, if possible, with your blessing, a kind of a one-stop price for all the doctors. It would just be $995, and they would actually get all of the programs, all of my programs, as well as the audio training CDs, and a full year of my help.
That's unbelievable. You mean the $2,700 program is going to be part of that too?
The whole thing. They get the small claim system. They get the auto debit program. They get the Rub Club massage program. They get the 40 to 60 new patient program. They get the audio training CDs, as I said, and a full year of my help as well as conference calls for them and their staff for just $995. Or they can also do four payments of $277. Many of the doctors do that, but they just do a payment plan.
Wow, that's an unbelievable offer. I mean, are you sure you want to do that? Because I'm going to send this out to tens of thousands of doctors, and you're going to be buried. I mean, I bet you we have 1 out of 10 doctors sign up for this.
Well, that's wonderful, and it makes it more exciting for me. I do this because I have a lot of fun doing it, and if I can get all of our profession to do this program and get paid, you know what? Chiropractic is going to continue on in the future and help more people. But if we don't start turning things around with our cash flow and with the ways that we're getting paid, chiropractic will be going by the wayside and may even disappear.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Well, you have the best programs I've ever seen for doctors nationwide to help their offices collect the money they deserve for their hard-earned services. And every chiropractor, medical doctor, even dentist need your systems. I'm going to urge every doctor I know to order your program right away.
Thank you. Yeah, and many dentists are. I do have over 2,000 dentists that I help nationwide with the small claim system because they have the same problems we do getting their dental claims paid by insurance companies.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, Dr. Riccio, thank you on behalf of the whole profession for the contributions you've made, because what you've given them and what you've offered them are tools that will pay for themselves 1,000 times over the first year. And what more can I say? I mean, we all owe you a debt of gratitude and our many thanks for helping us all.
Well, I appreciate the contact, and I look forward to helping all your doctors who are interested in getting paid. Thanks again.
Okay. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.